Blessed Anna Maria Taiji was praised by Pope Benedict XV in a beatification on May the 20th, 1920, as being an exemplary wife and mother amid poor and trying circumstances. Now, she was frequently in ecstasy, worked miracles of healings, read hearts, foretold deaths, and saw visions of the oncoming future events. She foretold the first two world wars of the century, and 18 years after her death, her body had remained fresh and in a state of perfect preservation, as if it had just been buried the day before. God will send two punishments. One will be in the form of wars, revolutions, and other evils. It shall originate on earth. The other will be sent from heaven. There shall come over the whole earth an intense darkness lasting 3 days and three nights. Nothing can be seen, and the air will be laden with pestilence, which will claim mainly, but not only, the enemies of religion. It will be impossible to use any man-made lighting during this darkness, except blessed candles. He who out of curiosity opens his windows to look out or leaves his home will fall dead on the spot. During these 3 days, people should remain in their homes, pray the rosary, and beg God for mercy. On this terrible occasion, so many of these wicked men, enemies of his church and of their God, shall be killed by this divine scourge, that the corpses around Rome will be as numerous as the fishes which a recent inundation of the Tiber had carried into the city. All the enemies of the church, secret as well as known, will perish over the whole earth during that universal darkness, with the exception of some few whom God will soon after convert. The air shall be infested by demons who will appear under all sorts of hideous forms. After the 3 days of darkness, Saints Peter and Paul, having come down from heaven, will preach throughout the world and designate a new pope. A great light will flash from their bodies and settle upon the cardinal, their future pontiff. Then Christianity will spread throughout the world. Whole nations will join the church shortly before the reign of the Antichrist. These conversions will be amazing. Those who survive shall have to conduct themselves well. There shall be innumerable conversions of heretics who will return to the bosom of the church. All will note the edifying conduct of their lives, as well as that of other Catholics. Russia, England, and China will come into the church. France will fall into a frightful anarchy. The French people shall have a desperate civil war in which all men themselves will take up arms. The political parties, having exhausted their blood and their rage without being able to arrive at any satisfactory understanding, shall at the last extremity agree by common consent to have recourse to the Holy See. Then the Pope shall send France a special legate, in order that he may examine the state of affairs and the dispositions of the people. In consequence of the information received, His Holiness himself shall nominate a most Christian king for the government of France. Religion shall be persecuted and priests massacred. Churches shall be closed, but only for a short time. The Holy Father shall be obliged to leave Rome.